Strengths-based leadership. Great leaders, teams, and why people follow. Authors Tom Rath and Barry Conchi. The best leaders get to live on. Think for a moment about leaders you respect. Whether they lead countries, organizations, communities, or families, who continue to live on because of the way they have shaped your thoughts and beliefs. Even though you may not notice it in the moment, the most effective leaders forever alter the course of your life. So what are the keys to being a more effective leader? There are three main keys. 1. The most effective leaders are always investing in strengths. When leaders focus on and invest in their employees' strengths, the odds of each person being engaged goes up eightfold. 2. The most effective leaders surround themselves with the right people and then maximize their team. While the best leaders are not well-rounded, the best teams are. Our research found that top-performing teams have strengths in 4 specific domains, namely executing, influencing, relationship building, and strategic thinking. 3. The most effective leaders understand their followers' needs. People follow leaders for very specific reasons, namely trust, compassion, stability, and hope. 1. Investing in your strengths. Organizations are quick to look for leaders who are great communicators, visionary thinkers, and who can also get things done and follow through. All of these attributes are necessary for an organization to succeed. But not one leader has world-class strengths in all of these areas. Sure, many leaders can get by or are above average in several domains, but paradoxically, those who strive to be competent in all areas become the least effective leaders overall. With an awareness of our strengths, it is almost impossible for you to lead effectively. We all lead in very different ways, based on our talents and our limitations. Serious problems occur when we think we need to be exactly like the leaders we admire. Doing so takes us out of our natural element and practically eliminates our chances of success. What great leaders have in common is that each truly knows their strengths and can call on the right strength at the right time. This explains why there is no definitive list of characteristics that describes all leaders. 2. Discover the hidden potential of your followers. What you have to think of is the potential of the person, not his appearance. And if you can discover hidden potentials that can make a great difference to your organization, you have to distinguish between loyalty and brilliance. Most leaders prefer loyalty over brilliance. They're afraid that they're going to be undercut. What makes a great leadership team? There are 4 distinct leadership domains which help shape a well-rounded team. These are A. Executing. Leaders with dominant strength in the executing domain know how to make things happen. B. Influencing. Those who lead by influencing help their team reach a much broader audience. People with strength in this domain are always selling the team's ideas inside and outside the organization. C. Relationship building. Those who lead through relationship building are the essential glue that holds the team together. D. Strategic thinking. Leaders with great strategic thinking strengths are the ones who keep us all focused on what could be. They are constantly absorbing and analyzing information and helping the team make better decisions. 3. Understanding why people follow. As legendary investor Warren Buffett put it, by definition, a leader is someone who can get things done through other people. So while a leader's opinions may be interesting to study, that might not be the right unit of measurement for understanding why a person follows one leader and ignores another. So if you want to lead, it's critical to know what the people around you need and expect from you. Followers' 4 basic needs are A. Trust, which increases speed and efficiency in the workplace. Once a basic level of trust is established between 2 people, they can make things happen in a fraction of the time that takes other colleagues who don't have that bond. Trust allows people to skip most of the formality and immediately get to what is most important. B. Compassion. As the results of several studies suggest that it might be wise for these leaders to take a lesson from great managers who clearly do care about each of their employees. C. Stability. Because followers want a leader who will provide a solid foundation. When surveyed, they reported that the best leaders were the ones they could always count on in times of need. They also mentioned the words security, support, and peace. As a leader, your followers also need to know that your core values are stable. This will buffer from unnecessary change and ensure that they know what is expected. D. Hope. Which hope may seem like an obvious requirement for leading other people. Hope gives followers something to look forward to, and it helps them see a way through chaos and complexity. When hope is absent, people lose confidence, disengage, and often feel helpless. This makes the role of an organizational leader even more important during difficult times. Leadership that lasts beyond a lifetime. The most effective leaders know better than to try to be someone they're not. Whenever they spot an opportunity, they reinvest in their strengths. With this acute awareness of their strengths and limitations, these leaders were able to partner the right people to create unprecedented growth. Leaders stay true to who they are, and then make sure they have the right people around them. Those who surround themselves with similar personalities will always be at a disadvantage in the long run to those who are secure enough in themselves to enlist partners with complementary strengths. As you could hear from the leaders who were interviewed, they were always looking for those who could do specific things much better than they could. The most effective leaders also got people to follow. Reaching the level where your life's work and mission continue in perpetuity requires not only being a leader yourself, but developing the people who follow you to be effective leaders as well. As Standard Chartered Chairman Mervyn Davis put it, unless you can, write down a list of the people you have developed. You may just be in a leadership position by accident. This is why Davis challenges all his direct reports to list the people they have developed, and he expects them to ask the same of the people they lead. He understands that the only way to have a broad impact is to create a network of strong leaders that begins to grow on its own. Perhaps this is why the most extraordinary leaders do not see personal success as an end in itself. They realize that their impact on this world rests in the hands of those who follow. Martin Luther King Jr. preached on the evening of April the 3rd, 1968. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land. The next day, Dr. King was assassinated. Yet his influence on the world had just begun. The day after his death, millions already stood on King's shoulders. By the turn of the 20th century, that number had increased to hundreds of millions. At the end of this century, whether they realize it or not, billions will lead better lives due to Dr. King's efforts during his all too brief 39 years. Perhaps the ultimate test of a leader is not what you're able to do in the here and now, but instead what continues to grow long after you're gone.